Welcome, welcome. Now, can everybody hear okay? Because I know we've had problems in the past. So we're hearing some yeses and some noes. But I know there's a lot of talking going on around us as well. So that might be part of the no reason. And I know folks are getting situated at their tables. But I wish to welcome you to the banquet of our 80th year of being CCB. And tonight is going to be a celebration. Yes, it is. Okay. So at this point, what I'm going to do is, without any further delay, I am going to give the banquet over to our banquet MC. Please, everyone, welcome Ron Brooks from Phoenix, Arizona.
Thank you so much. Welcome to this banquet and to this big bash for the California Council of the Blind. I am so glad to be here. I am honestly not sure why I am here. I'd like to think it's because, you know, maybe it's because I'm a Board of Publications member and I've written and I can put grammatically correct sentences together and all that good stuff. Or maybe it's because I'm a former Californian and a former member of CCB. Maybe it's just because I'm Donna's friend and she asked me for that reason. Maybe it's because I'm from a first-rate city in a second-rate state with third-rate teams with fourth-rate politicians who are almost as bad as the politicians in California. Or maybe it's just because my wife called Donna and said, please, you got to get him out of here. I really need a break. But whatever the reason, I am so pleased to be here and so excited to be a part of your banquet. This is my fourth speaking engagement for the weekend, so I'm nervous. I'm nervous that I can't come up with anything new to interest you. But here's my promise. I'm going to do my very best to keep you interested and engaged and having a good time. But first, I guess I should probably introduce the head table. Both because it's what I'm supposed to do. She told me to do it. And second, because I think I'm going to forget everybody. So let me just start to my left. To my left here, we have Miss Artis Bazin. Artis. Yeah, give her a hand. By the way, she really looks good in red. Red wine, that is. Next to Artis, we have, is Richard Lewis here? We have Richard Lewis, is the CEO and president of the California Music Theater. And I thought the only theater in Sacramento was coming from the Capitol. Can you tell I have a degree in political science? I love political humor. Yeah. So, and to his left is our pastor, Reverend Donald Lee from the First United Methodist Church of Sacramento. We'll hear from him in a second. To my right is my friend, your friend, your outgoing CCB president, one of the nicest people I know in the world, Miss Donna Pomerantz. And just like that wonderful, wonderful Disney, I have kids, I have three kids, that wonderful Disney movie, Beauty and the Beast. The Beast, Mitch Pomerantz, is to her right. Boy and how. And to his right, we have our speaker who I'm going to talk a lot about in a little bit, Mr. Albert J. Rizzi from My Blind Spot. To Albert's right, we have the California Director of the Department of Rehabilitation. And I, by the way, I was talking to him before the banquet, Joe Xavier. I was talking to him before the banquet, and it's just amazing to see how far an unmotivated vendor can go in this state. Hey! To his right, we have the newest CCB board member and Capital Chapter President, the inimical Chinese fortune teller, Paul Patchy. And the only problem I have, Paul, is you didn't give me my winning lottery numbers. I'm not very happy about that. And to his right, and CCB Life member, Foster Brown. So there's your head table. Let me give you guys just a few minutes to settle in and dig into your salads, and we'll come back. I'm sorry. I am not from a very good church-going household. We're supposed to have our invocation before we eat. So let me just stop and introduce Reverend Pastor Donald Lee, First United Church of Methodist Church of Sacramento, to lead us in our invocation.
Well, thanks. I don't think I'm on here. Thank you very much, everyone. I invite us to be in a moment of prayer. O God of us all, as we join together this evening, we offer our thanks and praise for the ways you call us to faithfulness, for the love of neighbor, for the care of the sick, and for justice for all. We give thanks for these, your faithful servants gathered here, who have worked tirelessly to advance the cause of those without sight, access to a full life, unencumbered by the boundaries of ignorance or indifference. And we pray they will continue to know your courage and strength for the work that lies ahead. Some of us here tonight are sighted and some are not, O God. Grant that each of us can experience your blessing of seeing with our hearts, caring deeply for each other, supporting each other, and working in each other's best interest. This is your love in action, a love that knows no bounds. And finally, we give thanks for this food we are about to share as it strengthens our bodies, and for the friendships we hold dear that strengthen our lives. We pray in the name of your most holy God. Amen.
So eat, drink, and be merry, and we will be back in touch in just a couple of minutes. Well, you can keep enjoying it, because we've got just some things that will hopefully interest you and keep you engaged here. But before we do that, here's a great way to keep you engaged. Let's give some stuff away. So let's start with the door prize. Who's my door prize guy? We're going to have Albert Rizzi draw it because we know that New Yorkers are very honest. Yeah, right. Okay, great. So the Capital Chapter is donating an Afghan puppy that you can take home. I'm sorry, it's a 50 by 50 inch Afghan. I'm sorry, I messed that all up. Handmade by who? Kathleen Merman. Okay. Leslie Tom, you've got yourself an Afghan.
Yay, Leslie!
All righty then. Let's do one more, and then I'll have... Go ahead. Una más. All right, so the Glendale Burbank chapter has donated a basket of snacks. It's a very pretty basket with flowers on it and snacks in it. So there you go. Let's see who's got this. We are going to have our... Frank Welty.
Yay!
Congratulations. So now that you guys have properly gotten some stuff off the head table here, it was getting kind of crowded up here. I just want to talk to you for just a few minutes before we kind of move the program forward, because this is the only chance I get. So So if you want it to be quick, laugh. If you don't want it to be quick, sorry, I lied. So, this is a very important year in the history of humor. For those of you who don't know, I am from Indiana. That's not the joke. Okay, so I am from Indiana, and I spent the first 2 years of my life, the first 2 years of my college career, after that first year, which I'm not going to talk about, the next 2 years were at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. Now, Ball State University is a great little college, and it's not known for a lot, but it is known for Mr. David Letterman, our most famous alma mater, our most famous alumnus, I'm sorry. And David Letterman, of course, announced his retirement. Now, as a loyal Ball State University student, I didn't graduate from there because it occurred to me later I might need a job. So I graduated from Indiana University. But as a student of Ball State, I always paid attention to David Letterman, and I loved the top 10. Loved it every night. So, as all of you know, I spent time here in California, 6 years to be exact, from 1990 to 96. I loved it here. I lived in San Francisco, lived a little bit out in Union City, right across from the BART station. Spent some time. I'm not even listening to her, just so you guys know. spent some time back in the city. Met my wife there, Lisa. Yeah, she's good. So anyway, so I love California. But now I've spent 8 years in Arizona. And I love Arizona, too. I love the warm weather. I love the fact that I can be, it's just a great place to live. My kids are doing well there. It's just a great place to be. So I thought about the top 10 reasons why I'm glad that I live in Arizona. So here we go, number 10. With all of the Chicago Cubs and White Sox fans retiring to Phoenix, because both teams play there in spring training, the pizza and the beef just keeps getting better and better. And eventually, it's going to be as good as back when I used to live in Northern Illinois. And I got to tell you, it is a far sight better even now than that stuff that the New Yorkers call pizza. I hope we don't have any New Yorkers in the room. Number nine. Okay. Although our politicians occasionally embarrass us, sometimes, they are still quite a bit better than a lot of the politicians in the neighboring states of Nevada and California, and that makes me feel a little bit better each election day. Number eight, Phoenix is becoming just like Los Angeles. Oh, wait, who put that in there? Number seven. Yep. Our governor may not be as flashy or as old as your governor, but she can still read a really good speech. Kind of. No, but it has to have those little words, too. She doesn't read those big word menus, let me tell you. Number six. The really trendy restaurants in Phoenix and Scottsdale are starting to serve desserts with bacon on them. I think a Californian must have come up with that idea. Number five, we may not have a full-time state legislature like some states do, but our politicians can screw more stuff up in 2 months than the politicians in Sacramento can screw up in one day. Number four. I can put up and take down the holiday decorations in shorts and a t-shirt, and I can post summertime photos to Facebook in February. Maybe that's why my family back in Indiana is not talking to me anymore. Number three. The experts are predicting that within 20 years, Phoenix is going to be just like Southern California. That gives me plenty of time to pack. Number two. I don't think it really costs very much for the CCB to bring me out here, so maybe they'll do it again. Eh, maybe not. And the number one reason why I am so glad to be an Arizonan, we're really, really close to California, which gives us a really good place to send our recycled politicians. Can you say education? All right, all right. So there you go.